Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hello, girls. You have the right station?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
He is a diver and a doctor, too. He's underwater in the ocean blue.
Yes, you did.
If he asks you for a sample of your pee.
Don't hit this bag off.
Don't you know you'll be in surgery?
Whoa, stop right there.
They call him
Dr. Doug.
They call him Dr. Doug.
Call him Dr. Doug.
He's lubing up his stinking glove.
Call him Dr. Doug.
Hold on to your butt.
I don't think that's necessary, but we do have Dr. Doug with us on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. He is not only a rebreathing diver expert, the chairman of the board of Divers Alert Network. He's just an all-around great guy. And he works in some fun stuff, too, if you don't think that's fun enough, being able to train people on probably every model of rebreather available. You're going to Fiji. And does that have anything to do with rebreathing, or what are you guys doing in Fiji? Just having a fun trip or what there, Dr. Doug?
No, kind of a yes and no.
Yeah.
Dan offers a couple times a year a hyperbaric medicine course for physicians and other medical personnel. And the first week of May, that hyperbaric medical course is going to be at Voli Voli in Fiji.
Ah, nice.
So we're going there. So I'm on faculty. I'm giving five or six lectures during the week. And it just so happens that one of them is on rebreather physiology for physicians and medical people to kind of understand, so that if somebody comes in with some questions or has a dive accident or whatever, they have kind of a basic understanding. So because of that, I'm going to bring a rebreather along as kind of a show and tell, but also that way allows me to kind of dive it while I'm there. So I'll be just diving recreational profiles like everybody else, but just doing it on the rebreather for the warm, moist gas and no bubbles and closer to marine life and all those sort of advantages that you remember.
Well, exactly. You're going to be in Fiji. I mean, you're going to be paradise. It doesn't get much better than that. Have you been to Fiji before in all your travels? I assume
so. Caroline went one time before several years ago for a different dive medicine meeting that I was speaking at.
Yeah.
That one was at Banga.
Okay.
So we did, you know, the shark feeds and all that kind of stuff at that
right.
with Banga. So it's just a little bit different resort. You've been to Voli Voli. We've never been there. It obviously looks beautiful.
Ah, yes. So and the darling family that owns it, they're just awesome folks.
Yeah, I talked to them at DEMA last year. They're
in for a treat. There's no doubt about it. And you got Rainbow Reef out there, E6, the colors of the reef that they go to off the coast of Voli Voli. Unbelievable. I mean, some of the best diving I've ever experienced. So, and the food, man, you guys are going to be spoiled rotten. That's going to be a pretty awesome week at the office. You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
no kidding.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I don't know if they're taking advantage of it. I bet they are, but like Fiji Airways is running some really great deals, and they got new nonstop service from like Dallas, Fort Worth, and of course, LA, San Francisco. So you can get to Fiji, and Voli Voli is just about an hour and a half up the road from the main airport there in Fiji. It's pretty convenient. And the price of the airline tickets, you can fly to halfway around the world from Florida where we are, and it's cheaper than flying someplace into the Caribbean sometimes. It's ridiculous, some of the deals they offer. So, yeah, you're going to have a good old time there. So they'll give you enough, like, free time to go experience the village and hang with the villagers and do the whole Fijian thing and drink some kava, I assume, and all that kind of good stuff too, right?
Exactly, yeah. So we're flying Americans, one of their partners. We're flying American to Dallas, then it's a straight shot from Dallas into Nadi on Fiji Airways.
There you go.
So they're going to have – it's the usual schedule is we have kind of morning lectures and afternoon dives, or morning dives and afternoon lectures. They're doing mainly, you know, two tank trips. A couple days we're going to go a little bit farther and get three tanks with lunch, and then come back and have our lectures and stuff in the afternoon. And then there'll be some free time for, you know, the usual kind of stuff with the villagers and kava ceremonies and all that stuff.
Well, there you go. That's going to be an amazing trip for sure. So you got that in May. Any other big dive adventures on the horizon, or are you going to just be hunkered down getting ready for the DEMA in New Orleans or something, you think?
Well, I've got I have another another diving medicine meeting, the ISIM meeting, which is in July. So in July, we're going back to Grenada with Aquanauts Grenada again. So we'll be there for a week. And then Dan, we're having our summer board of directors meeting down in Key Largo. And then we're going to add on, while we're there, we're going to be able to hopefully visit the new deep habitat that they're supposed to be sinking down there soon. So
we may
get to kind of see what that looks like. And we actually may be able to get trained on the Avello system. So, you know, the new hydro tank, I don't know if you've seen that, which is for buoyancy stuff. So we may get to do a couple of fun things while we're down there and while we're getting some business done. And that's pretty much it for this. That's enough. But that's pretty much it through the summer.
Yeah. Well, and what do you know about that whole deep habitat? I'm actually, the show we're doing this weekend, we're actually in Key Largo at Jules doing a vintage dive day event that everybody's going to hear back in May, that broadcast. But I know they're seeking that that deep habitat. It's all going to be like a scientific underwater habitat for that. It won't necessarily be open to the public, I don't think. Is it? Or do you know?
No, it's a research habitat. So we're just going to be able to hopefully, if they're supposed to drop it, originally I'd heard April, but it's going to be later now, obviously. But hopefully before we're there in July.
Yeah.
And if so, we're going to take one of the days off and just go out to that and kind of pop in and just kind of be able to see, you know, all the board members, just kind of be able to see what the habitat looks like. So kind of a quick little dive in and out, then back to shore for our meetings and stuff, but it should be fun just to see it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we don't have enough of those type of things, if nothing else. I mean, and as I said, I don't think it's going to be open to the public. I don't know if we'll even be able to dive around it as a recreational diver. I'm guessing no, but
yeah,
you know,
They're probably putting it somewhere out of the way because they're not going to have it in a beautiful reef area. They're trying to do research, so it'll probably be
monitoring
sandy flat like the last one was,
right?
So they could be doing research projects and all that.
Yeah, but you may do the Velo system there while you're in Key Largo too in a few weeks.
Yeah, just to get experience with it. I'm not certified on it. It looks interesting. It's mainly its main draw is it's much lighter weight. It's like 33% less weight. So for people with back issues or younger kids or small frame women, maybe, you know, it could be an issue.
Right.
Obviously, the buoyancy is supposed to be entirely different. I've said that before, though. I think that shouldn't really be an issue. If you're taught buoyancy correctly, then that isn't an issue. But
right.
We'll check it out. So, again, just interesting things to check out and do. It should be fun.
Well, they're definitely making waves in the industry. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Great technology.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I don't know where it'll go either, but I've talked to many people that are, you know, been diving for years and years, and I've been quite surprised. They come back and they're raving about it. So I'm like, oh, okay. Well, there might be something to it. So it's on my list to get out there and try one of those things too. Maybe we'll have to coordinate.
Yeah, because it's getting more and more, you know, one of the issues is, you know, how would you get the cylinders and so forth, but they're actually, you know, for local diving, that's easy, but for travel, but they're getting more and more dive centers open up around the world, so, you know, they're making headway, so more power to them.
Absolutely.
Anything that grows the sport's a great idea.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, and that's what Dr. Doug's all about, and that's why we love him. Always a pleasure, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, talk to you soon, Greg.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.